I am Matt Parker, your host of the House Rich Homeowner Podcast. Managing your home finances is hard. After many years in the mortgage industry, I've decided to combine my knowledge, resources, and connections and turn them over to you. Each week, I'll be featuring different home finance experts from my own personal insight to help you achieve financial peace at home. Let's go. Hey, Matt Parker here. Very excited to have Nick Niaksu with me today. Nick, thank you for being here.
No problem, Matt. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, your my podcast. Pleasure.
This is great.
Yeah, this is fun.
I like being on this side rather than the other side.
quick little intro with Nick. He's been in the real estate world for over 9 years now. He's with Angle Hasman over office in West Vancouver, but he focuses on West Van, on the North Shore, North Vancouver, and downtown as well. Yeah. And we're just really, really lucky to have him here. He's a great resource, and he's a wonderful connection. So thanks, Nick. I like to start off with a fun question.
Sure.
What's one thing that not many people know about you?
Hey, this is great. I like how these questions aren't preloaded. Think on the spot. One thing that people don't know about me, I love country music.
Okay.
I love country music.
Who's your go-to right now?
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
After I saw him live, I was hooked. Yeah,
he's good.
He's a fun guy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's funny. Like in Vancouver and the North Shore and everything, it's you don't hear, like, I know deep down a lot of people love country music, but you don't hear people talk about it that much.
You don't know. So there you go. Now I'm talking about it, and that's one thing people might not know.
No, I do too. I mean, I didn't like it until I ended up playing hockey in smaller towns when I was younger.
Right.
And then it was just such a part of the culture. I was like, oh, this is quite fun. I like totally. This stuff. Yeah.
Totally.
Because you've been doing this for quite some time now, what got you into the real estate profession to begin with?
Well, good question. So actually, before I was a realtor, I was a development manager. So when I was 26, I was hired on the island in Victoria to work for a company called Three Point Properties. And I worked myself up from an assistant marketing director to project manager, which was an interesting leap because, you know, my degree's in marketing. And but I've always found it fascinating looking at these project managers, and they're building, you know, they're building communities, they're doing subdivisions, they're creating something. And so I basically taught myself how to build a house. Mm-hmm. Taught myself how to do a subdivision. So, you know, by the time I was 28, I had built three houses for the company, helped with a multifamily row home development on Dallas Road in Victoria. And then by the time I was 29, we completed phase one and phase two of a land and cottage development in Port Renfrew, which is on the West Coast.
Mm.
Check it out. It's awesome. And so I learned how to do, like, you know, septic fields, work with engineers and planning departments and all that. So, you know, I think what happens, what it was, I realized that real estate was my passion and I just wanted to absorb everything I could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I sort of hit the ceiling of my, you know, I guess my job worth, right? So I hit an a point where this is how much I was going to get paid for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And that frustrated me. So, mm-hmm. you know, I had a couple friends in real estate that I looked up to, and they suggested that, you know, why don't I give it a shot in real estate? And I've always wanted to come back to Vancouver. And so I thought, you know, perhaps I should contemplate becoming a realtor. At the same time, I was looking for jobs as a development manager in Vancouver, but it was so competitive. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get my license. I'm going to give it a shot and it will be easy, which it wasn't. I was overconfident.
Yeah. You have to wear so many hats, I'd imagine, right? There's just so much you can't even be taught until you do it.
Oh my gosh. Like, you know, I thought I knew how to build a condo. I knew how to build a townhouse. I knew how to build this and that. I was a little bit overconfident going into it, but you know what? Sales is something different.
Mm-hmm.
Sales is, you need all that plus
mm.
it.
Yes.
To gain trust, to gain, you know, and so forth, to become a successful realtor that actually built business.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, being, having done it for quite a few years now, what keeps you here? Why do you love what you do?
You know what? I love problem solving. I find that my business is all about problem solving. You know, not necessarily like, you know, the deals, but also, you know, finding new business. It's such a thinker's industry, and a creative industry. I love working and meeting new people. You know, I'm a natural introvert. Like, I was an introvert throughout my whole, you know, life, even up to like 20, you know, to my 30s. Like, I became an agent at 31. I had to teach myself to be more extroverted. So I'm sort of in the middle. But I just love the challenge. I love people. You know, I want to also make the industry better, you know, to what I think is better. And I just love real estate as a whole. So the drive comes in loving the industry and making it feel like it's not work.
Yeah. No, so cool. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. If you weren't doing this, if you weren't in real estate, is there anything that you'd see yourself gravitating towards in terms of an industry that you think that would be, always thinking that'd be kind of fun to do?
I don't know. That's a good question. I consider myself unemployable on a staff.
Yeah.
Right? So no, I would never want to work with anybody, and I don't think, or for anybody, and never want any, I don't think anybody would ever want to hire me. So, an employee, but good question. I mean, I was, you know, it depends. Like, I played collegiate soccer in the US, NCAA, NAIA. So, you know, soccer, professional soccer player, perhaps. But you know, when I found my lane, there was nothing but that. So nothing distracted me. Yeah. I'd be doing something, some kind of entrepreneurship for sure, though. For sure.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we're in a unique time right now as we talk. We're coming into mid April, and sort of in the early sort of transition into this COVID-19 situation.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you want to speak on that directly, because I do think that, you know, eventually that should pass and we'll see what happens. But do you have any advice for anyone looking to purchase a property, anyone looking to sell their property, whether it be now or in the coming year, on the steps to take, or just any sort of advice on the market in general, or your philosophy on real estate?
Well, this is a whole new set of circumstances for everybody. So we're all in the same boat, right? Mm-hmm. We, you know, people, you know, talk about the 2001.com, talk about the crash, or the 9/11, 2008 recession, but this is different. This is a whole different set of circumstances that we haven't seen in 100 years. So mm-hmm. we don't know what's going to go on. What I see, though, is that real estate has a pause button on it right now. You know, there is a market further out. Fraser Valley, for sure, is less affected by, you know, this whole epidemic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the very first case in Canada was in North Vancouver, 5 minutes away from where I live. Mm-hmm. So you can understand that on the North Shore, people are extra cautious, right? Mm-hmm. And so health and safety is number one. So if instead of fighting it or saying poor me, and you're accepting that health and safety is number one for everybody else, acknowledge it with your clients, acknowledge it with the general public, adjust your business towards those values, and you will gain trust. Maintain your clients as well. I mean, be creative. I know my business partner, DJ Denner, is going on a tour this week. His clients are at home and he's going virtual tour. So he's going to be at the homes recording with the phone. And they're real buyers at the 5 million. So so we're taking creative steps, and there's no right or wrong answer yet, because no one's found the magic formula. You know, we have been given direction from our council, our heirs and omissions as well, and our real estate board, that if we are showing a property and somebody does get sick with COVID or anything else, we are personally liable. So we don't have insurance over that. So covering that liability. So we would be personally liable for that person getting ill. So we need to now have waivers that release our liability. We're going to use, as you know, the best practices possible according to the CDC, and just do and be good stewards or be good community members and thinking about safety first. If we're there, that's step one. Step two is now to find the opportunities. So, you know, if you're working with a buyer, call the agents and ask about, you know, you can't divulge motivation, but just, you know, try to get information out of the agents without, you know, by asking, you know, indirect questions. See if these properties would be a fit first. Make sure your clients are pre-approved. Don't be doing the introductory tours. This is not the time for introductory tours. There's no open houses. So don't waste your time. Just make sure that you're working with qualified buyers that are ready to act in the next 3 months, right? And if you're a listing agent, those are the same questions I ask. I ask the questions. I ask a list of questions that are still new to my vocabulary. One will be, you know, has your client traveled in the last 30 days outside the country? Has your client, you know, been around anybody who's been COVID-19 positive? Has your client experienced any flu-like symptoms? Very common things. Has your client been pre-approved? In some cases, can you provide me with some documentation to show me that they've been pre-approved? I'm not going to bring anybody into a property if it's not worth, I mean, it's never worth the risk, as you could say, for real estate. Our life is number one. But, you know, I'm not going to risk anybody's situation unless it's, you know, at least worth taking, you know, some risk, you know, for a qualified buyer that meets all those criteria.
I think the good news is, as you mentioned, is luckily we have technology and we have ways to be able to navigate this a little bit better. Like if this was even 10 years ago, would have been, you know, completely different than today with just the technology we have. So that can definitely help in what you're speaking on.
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, as a listing agent, you know, any listings that we take on now forward or, you know, 4 weeks ago forward, we'll have the virtual tour of the Matterport. So you can do the walkthrough, the VR walkthrough. It's a really neat technology. We've used it in the last 3 or 4 years. It's an expensive technology. So sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't. But in this case, this is where the value is. So you got to adapt your business. I mean, this isn't changing in a month. This is a 6-month process minimum. Even if the virus does dissipate, our culture won't. Right? Our culture will, our business, the way that we do business is going to change for some time. So let's adapt.
Let's get ahead. Exactly. The new normal. I appreciate that very much. Now with the, you know, having been involved in a lot of transactions, purchase and sale, is there a property or just a situation that stands out as the most memorable to you?
Oh my God. Okay.
Quite a few.
Yes. I'm going to go top of mind because they're all memorable. I can recite each one of my transactions I've done in my career because they're all memorable. I would say one, I sold a house in North Vancouver and for $4 million, a new house. Okay. So the offer had come in and it had all these conditions on there. During the subject removal period, the neighbor had come over into our property in the middle of the night and cut down all the hedges. So we're not trying to hide it. I was very upfront with the buyer's agent. This is what happened. We're going to replace them. So let's do the addendum. It was like $10,000 with the plants. We're going to do addendum. We're going to replace those hedges. Don't worry about it. We replace them and he cut them down again.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah. So now we have a security issue. We have a crazy neighbor, a worried buyer.
Yes.
And saying, you know, we may not want to go through with this transaction because of the crazy neighbor. So this is where it got really crazy. So we planted them again. I went there at 11 o'clock at night and I stayed until 4 o'clock in the morning watching those freaking hedges from the house. And I parked my car in the driveway to let them know that I was there. And then I, the next day I went and bought a bunch of those those Nest cameras.
Oh, okay.
Some all over the property. I knocked on his door and I told him what I did. Because he wouldn't admit it. He wouldn't admit to doing it, but I saw him on the camera, but he had a hoodie on. So, and on the original security system for the house. So I told him what happened. I had cameras set up everywhere and we have a guard. I'm the guard. So, so we managed to, you know, navigate through that weekend and with full disclosure to the buyer. So they knew exactly what was going on. This isn't trying to, you know, say everything's okay. And they felt comfortable with that effort. They eventually did remove the subjects. So, and this is a big deal for my client too, because my client was just, you know, as a developer, you have expensive money. You're borrowing money at 11% for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always like that, but you can, your private lending construction loan portion, that could be 11%.
It can get very expensive. So every day counts. Yes.
So that was
that's interesting.
And that was only this, that was in 2019 in December. So, you know, that was 9 years in my business. So this, you know, there's always a solution, and sometimes it can be a little bit drastic, but there's always a solution.
And you have to be creative and think outside the box on those. That's amazing.
You mean the amount of time and there's so much at stake for everybody. You know, not just money, but you know, but livelihoods. My client's livelihood's on the table potentially. Mm-hmm. You don't know. And if this house hadn't sold then, now what? Now that's another 4 months of interest. Gosh, like, I mean, don't even want to think about it. That's how it would have been a bad outcome.
Well, congratulations. That's that was a great story. Thank you for sharing. Just to wrap us up here, I like to talk to clients about house rich instead of house poor, because I think a lot of people think of our markets in the Vancouver and the North Shore as clients have big mortgages and maybe not as much left over for investment, that kind of thing. And I like to talk to clients about readvanceability and really creating an investable asset from property, whether to purchase more real estate or purchase other things, and really live a very cash flow positive life. And pay what they want to pay, not what they can pay. When I say house rich to you, what do you think of? What do you envision?
Well, house rich to me. So house rich to me would be ideally having multiple properties that cash flow would be great, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on the market you're in, but like say for instance, in the North Shore, you're probably not going to buy a property that can cash flow out of the gate, but you are going to build equity based on your rental income. You'll have to feed the property a little bit, might be a few hundred bucks a month, but on a long-term play, I mean, you can't go wrong. It's a fixed asset. It's not liquid, but you have it. It's not like a stock. You own it. It's there. Ups and downs. It's predictable in terms of what it'll cost per month. Relatively predictable. I always look at your personal residence. This is maybe may or may not agree with me as a liability, because you need a place to live and it costs you money to be there. So by definition, it's a liability. So, but if you're able to leverage your home to create, to bring out cash and invest in something else, you know, imagine putting down 50 grand on a down payment on a $400,000 condo. And then it goes up by 25 grand in a year or 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's a 50% cash on cash return. That's how you look at real estate. In my opinion, you look at your cash on cash return. Don't look at it as your gross return, because you know you might get a one cap or might even get a negative cap. Mm-hmm. But if you look at your cash on cash return over a period of time, you can't beat it.
No. Yeah.
So
great point. Very good point. And leveraging it out to create investment opportunities can be very beneficial if it's the right circumstances. Yeah.
Exactly. You have to have knowledge too. You have to buy the right property. So, you should never write on your first property. You should know what you're looking for. And when you find it, don't get emotionally attached. If the numbers work, they work. If they don't, go to the next one. That's how you invest in real estate.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Nick, where is a good place for anyone looking to buy, looking to sell, to find you and to reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So many, many ways. I'd say you can call me direct or text me anytime, 604-561-5363. More than happy to take a call or or return a text and set up a more formal meeting online now. My website, nickniaksu.com. I also suggest visiting my team website. We have a great team, niaksudenner.com. Mm. You can find me on Instagram at nickniaksu.com. I reply to all my DMs as best I can. You get quite a few, but I eventually get back. But at the end of the day, like, just call me, text me. I'm available. That's what I do. That's my living.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nick. I'm grateful to have you here. I appreciate all your advice and insight, and I wish you the best. Stay safe, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Thanks.
If you're like many of our clients, you have no idea if you can save money on your mortgage or build wealth from your home. 5 minutes could save you thousands on your mortgage. With our innovative mortgage management system, we'll track your current mortgage and monitor changes in the market that could save you a ton of money. Go to mattparker.ca to join us and live a house-rich life.
We are so grateful for our listeners on The House Rich Homeowner and want to keep producing content that you want to hear and would love your feedback. Make sure to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast to help us grow the House Rich community.